welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fifth issue of the story arc, issue number 4 of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I keep wanting to say Teen Titans. I don't know why.
I wish there was something like in front of you that said what it was.
Yeah, I know.
I will say, this cover for this issue is the cover of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game for the NES.
Yes.
That I played constantly. So
such a fantastically difficult game.
Yeah, it was. It's funny enough. I actually watched somebody do a run-through of that in like 30 minutes. Yeah.
How?
If you know what you're doing, apparently you can get it done in 30 minutes.
I mean, I guess that's true because the damn level only takes like a minute.
It's
3 minutes.
3 minutes
because it's got
underwater.
Timer. Yeah.
But I think like 5 minutes to get through. If you do it right.
Yeah.
But I only ever got to the city. I always died in the, like, I got past the dam.
And then you get run by the shredder vans and shit like
that. Yeah, I always died by that. I could never get past that.
Because it was impossible.
To this run through, it's not.
Well, yeah, that's somebody that actually has the time to sit there and go through it. And
yeah. We start out with this one. They are
Bebop and Rocksteady.
We'll get them in the future. Not in these issues, but in the future. I also did like that in the newer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. They have Bebop and Rocksteady.
Do they really?
Yeah. They got Baxter Stockman, too.
As a bug, or?
No.
Okay.
Tyler Perry plays him. Did a good job, I thought.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Splinter's still missing. The Turtles want to go look for him. But so they're gonna go look, but they're also gonna do some exercises as well. They're just gonna do some training, while looking.
They're also enjoying not being in the sewers.
Yes, because they're running on rooftops. They're still not, comfortable enough to just walk around in the open. But it's New York. Nobody looks up. But they get ambushed by the Foot Clan, and the Foot's there to basically pay them back for killing Shredder.
We shall avenge our master.
They do avenge nothing because they all die.
I do love this one where Leonardo kicks the dude off the roof. Could you imagine you're sitting there like getting ready to get in your car? You unlock the door and then just this body just like thumps right in the front of it. Do you call the cops on that one or do you drive away and let somebody else call the cops on that one?
If it's your car?
If it lands in front of your car. Oh,
in front of
your car.
Being in New York, I think you just drive away.
Hey, anybody see somebody fall out? Me neither. All right. Adios.
But yes, if it was my car, then yeah, I'd be calling the cops. Like, fuck
all
that.
Do you think they have, like, person falling on car insurance there? Like, is that something you have to have special coverage for? Or would that be considered vandalism? I mean,
That's a very good question. I don't know.
Wish I knew an insurance provider.
Love it. I think this is Mikey.
That gets his arm cut up?
No, that gets... Well, yeah. Oh, so this must be Raphael then. That falls off of the side. Yeah, it is Raph. Falls off the side, grabs onto a clothes hanger or a clothesline and goes swinging into
the part where these guys apartment. Are just getting ready to get freaky because the kids are in bed.
Yep.
What is it? Come on, Cagney and Lacey's over. Let's...
He rushes out and goes back up to the roof. Yes, Michelangelo gets his arm cut up kind of bad. And they take care of it, but they take care of the rest of the Foot Clan. But this one, Raphael sees.
Ralph?
Yeah. My husband, Ralph. Raph sees the TCRI building. And he's awestruck. He stopped. He just can't believe what he's seeing. And we all know, and they give a quick little backstory. They actually do give a backstory.
Yeah, I hate that so much.
But we got, and every time they give the backstory, they have to tell him that this kid was helping this blind guy across the street, and then he gets hit in the eye with this this ooze. They're really driving home that it's Matt Murdock.
I heard the kid became a lawyer later on. I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird. I am, in my headcanon, it's Matt Murdock. I think a lot of people's headcanon is Matt Murdock. I like the fact that it's these things are connected. But they all know what this building is. It's the ooze canister. It's the same thing. But the sun is coming up, so they need to get back home, back to April's apartment, to figure out what's going on. So they can't investigate the building right now. After, you know, Mike gets bandaged up and they have a little bit of a rest, they're like, okay, you know, later tonight when the sun goes down, we'll go investigate. And then we get April trying to seduce four turtles because she likes that.
Dude, whatever you're into, I guess.
I mean, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm not judging her. Maybe this is actually the origins of furries.
No, dude. The Robin Hood. The Disney Robin Hood is the origin of furries. Let's be honest. We do
fucking
get...
Fucking Maid Marian.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to.
And that's why they're all foxes.
April comes in and sees that all of the guys kind of are, you know, bleeding and
she
damaged.
She also got a perm.
Yeah.
We should point out.
We don't have to, but...
No, I did.
Okay.
It makes sense because, like, in the first movie, she had, like, her normal hair, and then in the second movie... No, in the first movie, she had curly hair, too. It was vice versa.
They changed the actresses, too.
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. See? Another movie where they changed the actresses, and it just didn't work out the same.
The second movie wasn't bad.
I'm
not well, then again, all I remember is Super Shredder and Vanilla Ice, so...
Ninja rap.
Tells the whole story of what happened in the movie. He didn't even know. It's weird.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get there.
Impressive.
So she goes to try and bandage up Leo, because, you know, he's got a giant cut on his head as well. We see somebody in an adjoining building with smoking a cigarette and has got a telescope that's kind of aimed at that building.
That was probably before the turtles lived there when it was just April.
I only bring it up because they said that they're pretty sure they weren't followed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, because Splinter told April about how they came to be. The boys tell April, like, you know, this building, the same markings as the ooze canister, so we have to go back. And she's like, well, I'm going to come with you. And she's like, no, this is something we have to do. We don't know what we're going into. We don't want to get you hurt.
Plus we can't babysit you while we do this.
Yeah, they're ninjas. She is a failed intern, so.
Damn. It's not her fault she failed.
It's not. She could have went with Baxter and paid millions of dollars. Millions.
I mean... Alright, so think about this.
Okay.
Let's say that a villain isn't actually a villain. They're just trying to get the money so they can actually do like a Robin Hood type of thing. But they're trying to get all the money first so they can make these big changes. But they know that they have to have the money before they can have the power.
Look.
And then...
Okay.
And then it's actually like, you know, the people that are in power with money right now that are trying to make them the villains. Which is why they, you know, vilify them. I mean,
villains are just heroes of their own story.
There you go.
So.
I mean, look at, you know.
Honestly, like, we go back to the Superman.
Look at Poison Ivy. I mean, all she's trying to do is, you know, save the plants.
Why are you talking so low?
And then a multimillionaire beats her up and,
you know. Well, look at Lex Luthor in the Superman, 1978. He didn't do much illegal until he tried to blow up California. But like, he was buying up land. That's illegal. That's legal. Sorry.
And then he was just trying to make his land worth more.
Exactly. That's all he was doing.
I mean, I feel like that's done all the time.
Exactly. So the turtles, moving on, the turtles go to the TCRI building and they cannot find a way in, on the ground level, because they're not going to climb because Mike can't climb because of his arm. So they decide to go up the building adjoining to it and just kind of grapple hook across it.
Donatello's camera thing is brilliant. Dude, this made me chuckle so hard because I could actually see him doing this like in my mind. So they're trying to stop the cameras and sensors from picking them up.
Yep.
So Donatello takes a picture of the roof from the camera's angle. Then he takes this pigeon puppet and puts it in front of the camera long enough to set up the picture on this little stand so that all they can see is the roof again.
Yep. It is brilliant. Because it works.
And my thing about it is, was this made out of a real pigeon?
Oh.
Because it's lifelike enough for these super intelligent
aliens,
yeah, to think that it's a pigeon. Because he's like, the damn pigeon's in front of the camera again.
Yeah. Sure, you know what, maybe.
He just picked up a pigeon off the roof and just shoved his hand in his ass. Which is why it's so startled and
funny. They get into the building through the roof entrance. And the first, you know, they're on the fourth floor. But the fourth floor is like a tiny apartment, almost. It's just a bunch of doors, but with no windows. He says
it looks like a receptionist area.
Yeah, and they come up to like a receptionist area. They end up grabbing, I think Michelangelo finds this weird card with a bunch of different writing on it. And
a Canadian Krang.
Yeah, guy.
Hey, guy. Let's get back to our home planet, hey?
Perfect. One of the doors opens, so they have to like scatter. They all hide, and they're all hiding behind
ninja vanish.
Basically, yeah. They're hiding behind the trees and the plants and the chairs.
All the stuff in the apartment.
Area. And Raphael's hiding on a light fixture, which good on him for being able to take the weight. Like, damn, that's awesome. But then they are able. They're just going down this room again, or down this hallway, and they come across this door with a keypad, and they're like, well, we gotta rush off and get here because I hear more people coming. And as soon as they get in, they see Splinter in this like back to tank looking canister.
K-Star Wars.
Yep. Well, does it not look like a back to tank?
I mean, it does.
Because I think they actually call it that later on. Or not back to, but whatever.
Something, yeah.
We go to the robot suit aliens, which is now just robots because they took the human skin off of their robots, which is fucking weird. That's just hanging on the wall behind them.
But you know what? They probably only use that when they took them out of the building. Oh, yeah.
They don't need to use it all exactly. time.
And it probably makes it easier to control the you know, robots without that extra layer of rubber.
So the robots are like, we got an intruder. Let's go. They rush to the turtles. Turtles go rushing off,
but they also set all their weapons to stun.
Yes, which is very important. But these guys don't really know that, so they are attacking because it's what they do. But these aliens are like, look, we need to stop them from entering, you know, this certain room. But the turtles enter that room.
Anyways, because that's kind of where they get led to. Like, they're herded towards that room, basically.
Well, yes and no. Like, I think, obviously, they came in through the front entrance of where Splinter was at. So the turtle is just going to go out the back, whatever door they can. It's not that they're herded towards it. They're just running away.
But they were running away.
Okay, fine.
If they would have never been herded in that direction in the first place.
Okay, fine. Your logic makes sense. But translocation matrix chamber.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They don't call it a transmat until later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. Then they see a door on the other side, so they're going to go past this giant platform to get to it. Well, except as it happens.
Except for Mikey, who they earlier couldn't climb up the side of the building because it had hurt arm, so they send him to climb up this thing to distract
him. No, he says
him.
He's going to, and I think Leonardo even like tries to tell him
Mikey
not to.
No, Mikey can't. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike's like, no, I'm going to do it. He jumps up, grabs the wire. And so the rest of them are like, well, fine, we got to go. But as Mikey's holding onto the wire, it his arm has a bunch of pain because it's been sliced open. And he falls onto the control panel, and then we see this bright, glowing light come up on the turtles. And Mike is like, no, my brothers! And he jumps in there with them as they disappear and are transported somewhere else.
To be continued.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.